12 minutes to 6. Details have now been published on how the government will introduce temporary student number controls within higher education for the next academic year. And the Department for Education says an additional 5,000 places will be allocated for subjects such as nursing and healthcare and other key areas. David Barrett is the Deputy Dean within the Faculty of Health Sciences at the University of Hull. Live on the programme now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andy. How are you?
Yes, very well. Hope you are. Do you know how these additional places will be allocated then and how that'll work?
Yeah, well, as you say, they're up to 5,000 across England, up to 5,000 additional places for those vital key areas in health services, so nursing, physiotherapy, paramedic science, midwifery, those kinds of professions. What we have to do as a university is identify which areas we can accommodate extra students for, and we have to be really careful to make sure that any students we take, we can provide clinical placements for. So we have to work with our practice partners, the hospitals, the community services. And in those areas where we think we can recruit more students and we can give them placements, we apply to the Department of Education. They consider our application, applications of other universities, and if we're successful, then we can continue to recruit students, probably nursing students, which is where we're most likely to be able to get those extra numbers, and continue to recruit those right through the next few months, ready for a September 2020 start.
And you talked about as long as you've got the clinical placements, is that likely to happen?
It depends on the area. So there are some programs that we run with very specialist clinical placements. So areas like midwifery, paramedic science, we've got a new physiotherapy program starting in September. There's quite a limited number of placements, so it's quite difficult to expand those. But where you look at areas like adult nursing, for example, which are mostly working in, or in Summery, Castle Hill, on the South Bank, there is more capacity there usually to increase placement numbers. And we work really closely with those hospitals, with those community providers to look for those areas. So the most likely area we can increase our numbers is in adult nursing, and that's where we'd be looking to ask for additional numbers.
You're a part of a project which helps that transition from being a student to a newly qualified nurse. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so it's a project called the STAR Project. I've been running it at the university for about 3 years now. And it works on the basis that we know that it's really difficult and challenging for students to go from being a student one day to being a newly qualified nurse the next day, having all the additional responsibilities and accountability. So what we're looking at doing, and we're working with our previous students, current students, newly qualified nurses, is looking at how we can make that transition a little bit easier, what support they need from the university, what support they need from hospitals, from their first employers, whether or not we can start to phase that change from being a student to being a newly qualified nurse, and give them a bit of a toolkit where they can find ways of getting that additional support that they need, because it is a stressful time, and it's a particularly stressful time at the moment when we've got a number of our final year students out in practice doing extended placements, helping with the COVID response.
Yes, and I was going to ask about them finally. What happens to them? Because obviously they've gone in the deep end, I guess, haven't they? Do they come back? Do they finish off their studies? Because it's clearly very difficult for them.
It is, and what we've tried to do is we recognise that they all started their final placement a lot quicker and earlier than they expected to, and not necessarily in the place they expected to be. So we've made changes to some of their final assessments, so we've tried to help them in order to be able to complete their final assessment successfully. We're working on the assumption, and we're always guided by the Nursing and Midwifery Council and by Health Education England, we're working on the assumption that they'll stay in placement, they'll finish off their assessments while they can, and then they'll be ready to qualify in September.
Excellent. All right, thank you very much indeed for your time. David Barrett there, the Deputy Dean within the Faculty of Health Sciences at the University of Hull.